Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss on Hedjin Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher find Rizev Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we mentioned there's four different mises bezdin, four different types of death that bezdin could inflict upon a person: skila, srefa, harag, and chenek. In the previous Perek we discussed skila. Now we continue discussing the other ones. Mitzvah on srafin, somebody who deserves srefa, what's done to them? Hay mishakan oseh bezevel adar kuvosav, they would place him in fertilizer or in animal dung up until his knees. This is so that he can't move about. V'nois and sudar kashal. They place a very hard sudar, a very hard kerchief or piece of material, and they wrap a soft one around it, and then they tie it around his neck. This is because, as we're going to see in a moment, they needed to squeeze his neck to get him to open up his mouth, and to accomplish that the best way, they need something that's kasha, that's hard, because that's stronger, and will squeeze his neck tighter. However, as we learned about previously, we don't want him to be mvaza him, and we want to make it as pleasant for him, if you will. Obviously, Mises is not pleasant, but we don't want to inflict more pain or degradation upon him than necessary. Therefore, we're going to wrap the hard one in a soft one to make it a little bit more pleasant. Now, knowing that, Mishnah continues, Zem Moshech Etzloi, Vizem Moshech Etzloi, the people on either side pull his kerchief towards him, Achipasechas Piv, until the fellow opens up his mouth. Now, what happens when his mouth is open? Umadakas Psila, they take the Psila, which is a piece of lead, and light it, which basically melts it, Vizorkosach Piv, then they throw it into his mouth, Vyarezosach Meov, it goes into his insides, Vichimeres Bene Meov, and it burns his insides. That is Srefa. And Rabbi Yudah Rebuta says, Af Hu and Mes Biodom, Loyam Makan by Mr. Srefa. If this guy dies when they're choking him in order to get him to open up his mouth, so they're not Makan Srefa, because they just killed him with the wrong misa. El rather, Paiskan has pivot svas. They open up his mouth with a piece of wood, meaning they pry it open with a piece of wood, shalabitevasa against his will, and then, umadakas apsila, they light this piece of lead, mizrakosach pivot, throw it into his mouth, viyarasach meyav, it goes into his insides, vichamaras bene meyav, and burns his insides. Now, Blaz ben Tzadok tells us, Maisavas kain achas shezinsa, there's a story with the daughter of a kain who's mizane, and we know that bas kain shezinsa gets srefa, vikivua chaviles meyarsu srefua, and they surrounded her with a bunch of bundles of twigs and burnt her to death. So maybe that's a proper srefa. However, Amruloi the Chum told him, the bezin at that time, they weren't experts. They didn't know how to darshan the psukim. They were actually tzedukim. They take the literal understanding of the pasuk, and when it says srefa, so they thought, okay, we have to burn her. And they didn't realize that the proper drash of the pasuk is to do it like we said earlier in the Mishnah. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Mitzvah Hanerugin, someone has to be killed. How is this done? Hoimatizen as Reshe Basayef, they cut off his head with his sword, Kedar Shamachas Aysa. Like when the king puts someone to death, that's what they do. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nivel Huzet. This is a nivel. This is degradation. That he's going to be standing and gets his head chopped off and then he falls down. El Manifan Sorsha Al Sadon, they place his head on a block, Vikaitis Bekaifet, and chop it with an axe. However, Amrulai, the Chum responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Misa Nuvelas Mizu. There isn't a Misa which is more manoval than this because an axe is not as sharp as a sword, so it doesn't really cut properly. It breaks, and breaking his neck like this is a very manoval dick of Misa, therefore we cut his head off with a sword. On to the last type of Misa, Mitzvah Sanechnokin, the way to go about choking a person is Hoyim Shakanus Bezevel Ar Kuvaisov, they sink him into animal dung up until his knees, and they take a hard sudar and wrap a soft one around it, and they wrap it around his neck. This one pulls this way, and that one pulls that way, until the fellow dies. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing who is chayv these different types of misa that we just mentioned. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.